Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the very first recording of the the beloved Wazifa, Al Wazifa Shaduliya of Sheikh Ibn al Mashish, as written in Music of the Soul in my edition, page 273. Once again, the intention here is to there to be short recordings, 10, 15 minutes at the most, and to have these recordings completed by Ramadan 2014. But please, as you get these links, to download them if you want to keep them within 6 months' time, and then links evaporate. We'll begin with the Fatiha, and then we go into the book itself, Music of the Soul. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لا إله Muhammadan Rasulullah Ibrahim Rasulullah Musa Rasulullah Isa Rasulullah Alayhim Salatullah. Page 273. An explanation of Al-Wazifa Ash-Shaduliya of Sheikh Ibn al-Mashish. Praise be to Allah, the only one. And prayers and blessings and peace be upon our Master and our beloved, the Messenger of Allah. The one after whom no prophet came. May God send his blessings and his deep peace upon him and upon his family until the day of judgment. Know, beloved, that Allah made me and you fit for the knowing of the value of this generous messenger, who is the origin of all goodness in this existence. If it were not for him, then nothing would exist. No one would give birth and no one would be born. The virtue of the prayer upon this exalted beloved has no limits, and the nobility of the blessings is great. Listen to the words of Allah in His Quran, where He says, surely Allah and His angels send prayers upon the Prophet. O you who believe, send your prayers upon him and deep peace. God and His angels bless the Prophet, O believers. Do you also bless him and pray him peace? إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا from Surat al-Azab 33:56. It is said that he, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, came one day and a sign of good tidings could be seen upon his generous face. He, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, said, Jibril, peace be upon him, has just visited me and said, Now you can be well pleased, O Muhammad, but there is no one of your community who sends his blessings upon you, not one blessing, but you send your blessings back to him tenfold. And no one of your community who sends his peace upon you, but you send your peace back to him tenfold. And he, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, said, There are angels moving around bringing me greetings of peace from my community. Hadith Sahih. And he said also, There is no one who sends his greetings to me, but Allah sends my soul back into my body in my tomb, so that I may return the greeting of peace to him. From Hadith Sahih. Know, my beloved, that our master and our teacher, Muhammad, is the tree of the source of the light. That means he is the tree which is the origin, and that he, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him and his family, is the origin of the worlds. He is the origin of the worlds absolutely, and the basis of their nobility by consent. It is conceivable that the light of which he speaks refers to the Lord, praised and exalted is he, who was called the light in his book and in the Sunnah, and that the reality of the light is that which is manifest through itself, and which is the reason for others to become manifest. Praised and exalted is he. It was attributed to him by Allah, exalted is he, that he, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, issued from the presence of Allah without the mediation of material substance. And the light is the opposite of the darkness. It's said that his essential being, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was light, so that even in the midday sun he cast no shadow. In a hadith transmitted by Aisha, may Allah be content with her, she said, One day at dawn, when I was sewing a dress, the needle fell on the ground and the lamp went out. The Messenger of Allah, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, he came, and by the light of his face, I found the needle. And I said, O Messenger, how beautiful is your face and how radiant your appearance. And he said, O Aisha, woe. O woe upon him who does not see me on the day of judgment. I said, And who will not see you on the day of judgment? He said. And he said, The greedy people who, when my name is mentioned close by them, do not say, May Allah's blessings and peace be upon him. This is the meaning of the following hadith transmitted by Jabir ibn Abd al-Ala al-Ansari. May Allah be content with him, who said, I asked the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, about the first thing that Allah created. The Messenger of Allah said it was the light of your prophet, O Jibreel, and then from it he created all the good, and after this all the evil. And in the manner that he created it, he set it out before him in the station of proximity for 12,000 years. Then he divided the latter part, which was in the station of love, into four parts. He created the pen from one part, and the tablet from another part, and the garden from another part, and the fourth part he placed in the station of fear for 12,000 years. Then he divided the latter part, which was in the station of fear, into four parts, and he created the angels from one part, and the sun from another part, and the moon and the stars from another part, and he set out the fourth part in the station of hope for 12,000 years. Then he divided the latter part again into further four parts, and he created the intellect from one part, and the dream and the science from another part, and chastity and achievement from another part. And he set out the fourth part in the station of shame for 12,000 years. Then he looked at it, and the light began to perspire. And from the drops of perspiration, 124,000 drops were created. And Allah exalted as he created the soul of a prophet or messenger from each drop. Then the souls of the prophets breathed, and from this breath Allah created the light of the souls of the saints and the blissful ones and those who witness and the obedient believers until the day of judgment. The throne and the seat are from my light. The cherubim and the archangels are from my light. The angels of the seven heavens are from my light. The intellect and the knowledge of science and of achievement are from my light. The souls of the prophets and the messengers are from my light. The witnessers and the blessed ones are from my light. Then Allah created 12 veils, and he set out the light, which is the fourth part in every veil, for 1,000 years. These are the stations of bondsmanship, the veil of generosity, of blessedness, of vision, of mercy, of illusion, of knowledge, of dignity, of inner peace, of patience, and of certainty. Then the light worshipped Allah in every veil for 1,000 years, and when the light left the veils, Allah placed it in the earth where it shone between the east and the west as though it were a lamp in the dark night. Then Allah created Adam from the earth and he placed this light in his forehead. Then it was carried from Adam to Seth his son, from one pure presence to another until it reached back the back of the body of Abdullah, the son of Abd al-Muttalib. From him it passed to the face of my mother Amina. Then he brought me out into this world, and he made me the master of the messengers and the seal of the prophets and the mercy for all the worlds and the guide for the most special ones, Hadith Sahih. Such was the beginning of the creation of your prophet, O Jibreel. Know that Allah, exalted as he was, unknown in his pre-eternity, because there was not any being in existence who could know him, but he longed to be known. So he took a handful of light from his face, meaning of his essence. What this means is that he brought forth this light by his might without the agency of any material substance. The handful which he took is what is referred to as the light of Muhammad, the spirit of the spirits, the Muhammadan secret, the greatest throne of Allah, the first Adam, the oldest father and the complete man, the secret of the secrets, the human being of the eye of existence and the tree of origin. From there, my master, the messenger of Allah, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, said, Allah says, I was a hidden treasure that longed to be known, so I created the creation so that through me they can know me. Hadith Qudsi. Afterward, Allah praised and exalted as he honored me with belonging to the Tariqa Ash-Shadliyah. Going back to my master and protector and my spiritual father, Ali Nuruddin, the son of Yasrut al-Hussein al-Hassan. Thus I have started the explanation of al-Wazifa al-Mashiyah. In my explanation, I lean on divine inspiration and I hope from him. Praised and exalted is he that this explanation will be beneficial to the special ones, as well as to the people generally, because he is powerful above everything and he suffices me and he is the best of protectors. The tongue of my state says, take the Shaduli love and you will find what you are searching for. When you take away the veil of presence from the creation, then you can see everything. Use the love in every affair that you wish, for no one who uses it will be disappointed. It brings us to the end of the preface, and then we get into the wazifa proper. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.